Welcome back, everyone, to Rock Talk Podcast. We are now on episode 5, and today we are joined with Zachary and Mike from On Reacher.
Woo!
How
are
you doing today?
Good, man. We're doing solid. How you doing?
Doing pretty good, man. It's a little hot in the studio today.
Oh, shit. Need an AC or a fan, man. Cool down.
Hell yeah. All right, yeah. So... Zach, I know that you're playing guitar and lead vocals in On Reacher. You're playing bass.
Yep.
That's number one, just awesome, because I've seen you play guitar before, Zach, with Baker's Dozen. That shit was fucking... You got some good skills on the guitar right there, my dude.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it, man. Yeah.
And I know you guys also have an EP coming up soon. Has there been any struggles due to COVID on getting that recorded and produced?
Dude, it's so funny you said that, because we actually just drove down the street to check out the studio, and it was, like, locked up and shit. And it says it's open, but they're probably in a session right now. But, yeah, as far as an EP, man, we're looking at studios right now, trying to get a 3-track EP recorded, like, in the next month or two with On Reacher.
We've got some demo stuff laid out, so when we do get into the studio to get some stuff done, like we've already got one step taken care of, so should be pretty easy cut and dry once we get in there.
Very nice. So you're saying it's going to be a 3-track EP?
Like a 3-track EP, man. Yeah, it's like 2 or 3, you know, because we don't want to like give all our stuff out yet, man. I mean, we already got 11 tracks written, you know, but yeah, just a little taste. So that way people kind of nice. Get familiar with it.
Very nice. And I know that On Reacher is, as you guys describe it on Facebook, stoner doom metal, which, god damn it, that just sounds awesome.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy because, like, you know, it's not really... I would say it's probably, like, more sludge metal, man, to be honest with you. I mean,
it's got some groove to it, definitely, you know.
Yeah.
With all of our different influences and stuff, there's, like, a cool swing to everything that we do. So, yeah. Yes. So, you know, it's got that groove crossover kind of feel to it, too. So, it's fun.
Yeah, with those chunky riffs.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Extra chunk, dude.
Heavy.
Oh, yeah. There's some chonky rest. Oh.
Dude, you should see our practices, man. Like, some of the fucking songs we play, me, him, and the other guitar player just fucking bob to some of our fucking songs.
Just can't help it. You get into this, like, weird...
You get into that fucking groove, man. You're just like, oh, we're doing this? Okay. Our drummer's fucking bobbing as she's playing, man. But,
fuck yeah.
Yeah, man. It's cool. It's a cool new project, dude.
Fuck yeah. I remember I saw on your Facebook page from Halloween when you guys did a little underground show. And it's just like, which one of y'all were dressed up as Roxo, the rock and roll clown?
Yeah, this guy, dude.
Dr. Roxo, the rock and roll clown, man.
Huge inspiration. I saw that post. I saw that post and my heart grew 3 sizes. Yes,
dude. And he had some chick paint his fucking nipples.
Yeah,
silver,
dude. I had some silver glittery nipples going on. Bunch of white powdery substances all over the nose. And, you know, it was a great night.
Yeah, dude, that was fun. Shout out to Reverend Dave, dude.
Yeah,
for having us,
Reverend Dave.
Man.
Thank you so much. Yeah, the cool Devil's Night show.
Yeah, that was our first show ever, man. And we played the same set twice. And then
we only had like 5 songs at the time, you know, just fresh as fresh can be. So,
yeah,
you know, since then we were already over doubled that size of the set. So, you know, next time around, you know, be a hell of a party.
Hell yeah. So have you guys had any other gigs outside of that?
No, man. It's so funny because we tried to
throw a few back with the neighbors now and then whenever we write a couple new songs, you know, but
yeah, like kind of like house parties and stuff, man, is what we're doing right now. But I hit up Dive Bar and I just never heard back from them.
Yeah, we're gonna, you know, we just got to keep trying to, you know, hitting out different places.
Yeah,
I shout out to Void Vader. Seen them playing down in Arizona. Didn't get to go see it, but you know, got to see see them posting about it. Sold yeah. out one night. Had a nice crowd down there. So that'd be really cool to get back into the live scene. If, whether we got to go down to Arizona or go to Pahrump or somewhere, just to play.
Yeah, fuck yeah. So that is the one thing that I will say that COVID has definitely just pounded us into the ground with. It's just ruined the live music scene.
Yeah.
It's just like there's so many venues that were already small and struggling and just making it by with the gigs they put on the weekends. And so many of the bands that were frequenting these places, everything just got shut off. And I think the music industry's definitely been getting hurt by this.
Oh, for sure, man.
Music industry hand in hand with the service industry, man, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We rely on those bars, those bartenders, and you know, the promoters that work in those bars to get us to where we can be, you know, at a level to where we're playing, you know, once, twice a month.
Especially in Vegas, where you guys are at. It's like, that's everything there is just the alcohol sales.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. It's, yeah, but it's so weird, man, because... some places are having like gigs being played. Like we just saw one March 4th. There's this band, Dr. Rock, and they're playing there. It's like, dude, so what's going on? So like they're having some bands play, and you know what I mean? It's like, it sounds like it's just like cover bands and stuff that are lounge acts that they're allowing, but like actual, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just a weird time, man.
Yeah.
My last show was back in March, dude, last year.
Mine was in February, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, man. I don't know how we're going to go.
It's been a steamroller.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah.
Hopefully things will be coming back, though. You know, seeing places like Trump or even, you know, Sandollar doing the cover gigs is just, it's one step forward. At least it, you know, at least there's shows now. People can at least go get a little dose of rock and roll.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I've been loving about these live stream concerts that's been happening.
They're cool.
You're still getting that feeling of the show. You're still supporting your favorite bands, but you still, it's just that feeling of being there that you're missing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at some of these shows, like I went to the Avatar live stream concert. When you're doing that, you sit there, it's like, this is great, it's a great show, but I'm missing that sense of danger you feel when you're in the pit, and you feel like something's about to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. For the first punch, dude, it's going to create the fucking mosh pit. Yeah, dude, that's just, I miss it too, man. Just being there in the moment, like everyone else, just seeing your one of your favorite bands or whatever, dude.
The line check before, you know, like... When they're doing the line check for the drums and they hit the kick drum for the first time and it just hits you in the chest and takes your breath away and you're like, oh shit, this is gonna go down, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man.
So how have you guys been powering through this whole COVID ordeal to keep making your guys' music?
Electronic drum kit, man.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah.
You know, we're just in an apartment.
Yeah.
700 square feet at my place. I think it's the same over at Zach's here. So, you know, we're just jamming wherever we can fit.
Yeah.
You know, just staying just the four of us, hanging out, and just playing in this little apartment, writing everything that we can.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just purchased a $300 drum kit for our drummer to mess around with. And it's been great, man. I mean, because originally we were going to get a real drum set, but it's like, well, wait, let's think here. Let's wait a minute on the actual drum set because we can control the volume on the, you know, so we can rehearse. But we rehearse here all the time, dude. I mean, we can't just sit around just fucking wait. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we've been proactive with that.
A lot of work to do. And, you know, as long as we can do it, might as well.
We've had a couple of noise complaints in my pad, dude. We've had the cops come up to the door and be like, hey, what's going on here?
I think we might have put maybe a few tune down, many down that night, and we're playing a little bit later than what we should have, but shit happens, man.
Yeah, we played till like 11 that night, dude. That's probably why, but whatever, man. I mean, people, we still gotta fucking live, dude.
Yeah. And
it's just, we can't be trapped forever. You can't, you gotta let people do what they want, man.
Definitely. And what was really good is I have like watched and a couple of the videos you guys have posted on your Facebook page at the jam sessions you were having. And I say your creative juices are flowing, and that shit sounds tight, man. You guys are good,
man. Thank you, man. I'm
very excited for this EP, just to see where it goes.
Yeah, for sure, man. We are too, man. Yeah, I've always wanted to have a band like this too, man. Like with Bakers, like it's cool and all, but I've always loved like the stoner rock, you know, sludge metal, doom metal,
Caius
type thing, man.
Sleep, dude, just shit like that. Black Sabbath stuff, man. You know? Back to the roots of metal.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. And with Baker's Dozen, I remember seeing a while back that you guys signed to a record label like earlier last year. It was Pavement, right?
Yeah, it was Pavement label. Yeah, I think they're out of Chicago, man, but we signed with them I think a year ago now, maybe 2 years ago. But yeah, it was cool, man. But I mean, it's kind of like a bittersweet thing too, man, with Bakers, because I'm no longer associated with them anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's a long story, but to make it short, it was one of those moments where it's just like, all right, it's just time to move on, man. Because I've been with that project for 5 years, and it was cool for what it was, man. But, you know, I think everyone was just kind of like, hey, just kind of go our separate ways. We got different, like, creative stuff we want to do, you know. So no ill will towards any of them, man. But it was fun.
Yeah, man. Because I remember where I met you, I think it was at one of the opening shows that you guys did, Baker's Dozen. I would like to say I think it was Steel Panther you guys were opening up for.
Yeah, that was a House of Blues, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember it was like after your guys' set, I was just like, I know they're going to be outside in the merch area. I want to go fucking meet these guys. And you were just like the one that I like instantly clicked with.
Hell yeah, man.
it was so nice.
Yeah, man. I was the, you know, because we've been through several drummers, and like me and the drummer were the youngest in that band. The other guys, like, they've just had more experience with music and stuff because they've been around longer. And, you know, we've learned a lot from them. But, yeah, it was cool, man. It was a good run. You know, I'm more focused on this project now.
Yeah. Nice. And what are the plans in the near upcoming future with this after you guys get the EP out? You planning on, like, looking around to get some, like, hardcore, like, street, doing some touring? Or just wait and see what the reception's like and go from there?
I think the best idea for us would be to get, once we get that EP done, is to start shopping that around to places in Arizona and Texas that have shows right now, and see if we can't find like an opening spot somewhere and work our way up from that. You know what I mean? Just get it out to places, and then as soon as we can hit the road, hit the road.
Nice. Fuck yeah. Now, I will also ask, I saw the pipe come in earlier. What y'all smoking on today?
Dude, this stuff is fucking dank. It's called Animal Mints, bro. It is 25 or 26%, but it is the bee's knees, dude. Animal Mints. Pick it up at Thrive Dispensary.
Yeah, Thrive. Yeah, it's right on there. Yeah,
it is good.
Yeah,
shit,
I got
man.
My select cartridge. Nice. Purple Punch.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Short for PP, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Purple Punch.
PP.
PP.
You gotta love that live resin too, man. Those live resin carts. Those.
Yeah.
Definitely pack that punch you always wanted to have happen.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And the best place is, like, you know, you're walking around Target or shopping somewhere, you know, picking up your groceries. You got that in your pocket. You're in the freezer section.
Just hit it. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm definitely getting the waffles and ice cream.
Halfway through the Target run, he's like, I'm feeling a little too sober.
There's moms with their kids, like, doing the same thing, just walking down. Like, it's all right. It's acceptable here. Let's do this.
You guys fucking swap the pens. Yeah, like, dude. What are you smoking, dude?
Yeah, dude.
Hey, kids, you want some? Take the edge off. Man. But, yeah, man, I mean, that's as far as the plan. Like, we're taking it step by step. Like, we're going to try to get this CP done, hopefully, by this month, if we can. If not, next month, and then possibly merch, and then just...
Oh, 100% merch. You know, we'll at least have some shirts out.
Yeah.
We have a dope logo that a friend of our guitar player, Brad, she made for us. Tattoo artist out of Wisconsin. And it's just, it's perfect. And it looks great. So we're going to throw that on some shirts. So that way when we're out on the road, we can at least maybe get some gas money along the way.
Yeah.
That's nice. This is a great question that I've gotten recently. If you could open up for any band, you could transcend genres.
Mm-hmm.
What's like the one that would be the dream for you guys to open up for?
Still alive, past, present, future, like
just any band, I think.
Yeah, just go for it.
Mm. Fuck, dude, that's a tough one.
Like 100% Motorhead.
Oh yeah.
Like. That's not even a question for me. Like, I'd love to open up for Motorhead. Lemmy was like, it was amazing. I got to see him play a couple months before he died, you know, and I feel like I'm 25 years old, so that feels like a really rare thing for me to be able to do.
Yeah. Know? Yeah, it's definitely lucky experiences like that. When I got to see, meet Chester Bennington after the Kings of Chaos show in Vegas, it's definitely one of those things where you don't realize it at first, but afterwards you go, that was just one of those experiences that not everyone gets.
And you're never going to forget that either. You're like, you're going to be on your deathbed and be like, remember that time I met this dude, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Fucking rock on, man.
Peace out.
I'd probably say Black Sabbath, dude, for me.
Oh, yeah.
Black Sabbath or...
Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath Ozzy days or Black Sabbath Dio days?
Ozzy
for sure, man.
Dio's sweet, man.
Good boy. Cool.
Dio was great. Dude, you know, it's
those Sabbath Ozzy days had something
dark,
special about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We fucking love you!
It's
screaming Ozzy's voice. Cocaine at the top of his lungs.
Yeah.
It's Ozzy's voice, man. There's just nothing compares to it. It's just that steeliness of it. It's just transcends time.
Yeah, man. And there was nothing wrong with Dio, too. I like the Dio stuff, too, that he did with Sabbath, too, man. You know, Heaven, Hell, Mob Rules. All that stuff is great, man.
Die Young,
yeah.
Dude.
Either Black Sabbath, man, or that's a tough one, dude. Probably,
It'd be sweet to, like, if Caius got back together somehow.
Yeah.
You could open up for them. That'd be sweet. You know, but that'll never happen. So, wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. And for each of you, when it comes to your instrument, what is the single most important piece of equipment that you have that like, you just stop everything to go get again if you forgot it?
Oh, man.
Tuning pedal.
Hey, I was about to say either.
If all else fails, man, we're not gonna sound like dog shit.
Sound a little flat, bro. I'd probably say either tuning pedal, dude, or my reverb pedal, dude. But I have a pedal board, man. I mean, everything's on there. But sometimes I occasionally forget, like. Something here and there, like either a distortion pedal or whatever. I'd probably say tuning pedal too, man. It's crucial.
It seems so like silly and minute, but I mean, yeah, if you're out of tune, man, like, I mean, unless you got the ear for it because you've been doing it for 30 years, but you know, a lot of us, whatever, you know, hit that tuning pedal real quick, you're on, man, you know?
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, Brad's got that little headstock tuning
thing. Yeah, those ones are slick, too. You put it right on the headstock, man. You don't ever take it off.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've seen those automatic tuners before. It's just like, It's one of those things you sit there and go, damn, that's cool. But I'd be too scared to use it. I'd be too scared to use it because knowing my fucking shit luck, they'd start tightening them too much and just snap right on my fucking hand.
Yeah. Oh, did you talk about those fucking robotic tuners that like,
on the back of the headstock?
Yeah, it goes on the back and it just like it'll like detect and just automatically just start tuning it for you.
Yeah, those are a trip, man.
Dude, those things suck, man. That was probably like the worst idea Gibson ever did. It was like, oh, you know what? You don't have to even tune it. Just fucking tune it, man. Just it's how hard is it to twist a knob, bro? I played one of those at a Guitar Center, dude. And the employee got so pissed because I was fucking around with like the fucking mechanisms and shit. And he's like, hey, whoa. What tuning are you trying to get to? I'm like, whole step down. He's like, no, this is programmed to standard. You only play in standard, and that's it.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
He got so pissed at me, man. I was like, dude, then what the fuck? I don't know this shit. Is there an
app? Drop D or nothing.
Yeah, dude. Drop D or die.
Drop D or die.
Now, that's a t-shirt. Oh, man.
Dude, yeah, those were the worst things, man. And it's funny, too, like, we saw, like, a video on YouTube, dude. There's, like, top 10, like, worst guitars ever made. And you, dude, some of these fucking guitar designs, it's like, what the fuck were y'all thinking? Like, the reverse flying V.
I love them, though. I dig that shit. Yeah. The crazier the guitar looks, like, the cooler it is.
Yeah, dude.
What fucked me up when I first saw it was headless guitar. No headstock.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That fucked me up at first. I was like,
fucking YouTube shit.
And then I saw another one where it's head and bodiless.
Oh.
Where it's just the neck and then like the tuning mechanisms on the bottom by the bridge.
Shit.
And then it's just like a little piece of tubing going around the top into halfway down as the body.
Well, they got those, they're kind of like cool little travel guitars, you know? Yeah. You're sitting in the back of a van and you ain't got shit, you know? That'd be sweet.
Hell yeah. But it was just definitely so you sit there and go, it's like, I've seen guitars. That doesn't really look like a guitar.
Yeah. This is something to practice your chops on. Dude, I saw the craziest shit, though. I saw the guitarist from Dinosaur Jr. I think he invented these, like, Converse that you can plug in, a fucking cable into your shoe. It's a built-in wah pedal into your shoe, dude. Like, you don't even an actual... Yeah. Dave, check it out. It's on YouTube. Just Dinosaur Jr. built-in wall pedal in your fucking shoe, dude. It's the crazy shit.
I would kill for a pair of Heelys that whenever you fucking start going on the wheels, it's the sustain pedal. So for however long I'm fucking wheeling across the stage, just sustained.
Fucking Heelys, dude. We should all get a pair. Just roll on fucking stage.
Give it up for Unreacher.
Fucking.
I'll be too drunk. I'll fall off the front of the stage.
Dash. Here comes a stage dive. Whoop! Nobody's catching me.
Nobody will.
Fucking square. Get rid of those fucking Heelys. Sad to say, dude, I've had a pair of those as a young kid. And it ended bad. I fucking hit a telephone pole.
I had a buddy who used to rock them. They were sweet. Yeah. Jump down the stairs on the way to lunch.
I just found out that Heelys has made a comeback and they have adult sizes and they have light up ones. LEDs are on the bottom. Heelys. And I am so considering dropping the $75 and getting them.
To get
75 bucks for a pair of Heelys, man.
Dude,
with LED lights on the bottom.
Oh, they got lights on the bottom. I guess that makes too. It worth it.
They're programmable too. I am so hardcore just contemplating that. Just going, bank account would hate me.
Dude, I can't believe that they are even bringing those back, dude, for like adult sizes, man.
That's, I mean, why not, dude?
You can, yeah, true. You're in the grocery store, you can get your milk faster.
Everybody
the last
loves
jug.
Everybody loves nostalgia, man.
Yeah. It's so fucking true. Just like how I could have sworn SpongeBob would have died off so many years ago.
No.
The fact it's still going as strong as ever now. Just sit there and go, why?
Yeah.
Even the Simpsons, you know what I mean? Simpsons have done everything. They've got to be at least like 30 repeat episodes, you know?
Oh, yeah, dude. How many seasons of that? It is it 31?
30, 31 or 32 seasons now? Simpsons?
Yeah. Jesus.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot.
Yeah, man, so how you been through all this, man? The pandemic and everything, you been all right?
Doing good. It's definitely been getting a little bit more rough recently, but with some family stuff, but mostly just been riding the wave through this all, just waiting for everything to clear up and get back out. Because I am a very sociable dude, and being just completely cut off from everyone except for like the handful of people you do have around you, you just sit there and go, I'm shaking for some interaction, man.
Definitely makes those people around you more valuable, though, you know?
Yeah. I'm starting to get to the point where I'm going to start talking to my delivery drivers.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's like, oh, hey, what's up, Peter? How you doing? Yeah. Dude, I got like six more runs, man.
Yeah, you want to come in, man? Hey, yeah, play some Xbox?
You want a drink?
Yeah.
You look thirsty.
I got a couple brewskis in the fridge, man.
I have your initials on one of them, bro. I knew you were coming.
That's how you get fucking red flagged.
Yeah, for sure. Red by everything.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But if I remember correctly, on Reacher, did they form last year or was it 2019?
That was last year.
What?
When we formed?
Yeah, it was like January, February last year.
Yeah.
We got together right before the pandemic and stuff. And then when the pandemic hit, we all kind of like laid low for a little while, you know. It was supposed to last 2 weeks, so we're like, okay, you know, we can go like 2 weeks. And then it ended up being 2 months, and we're like, okay, it's been a couple months. Like, fuck all this. Let's just get together and do this shit again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, if we're not doing anything, like, we can at least write music, you know.
So basically how it, like, came all together, man, I made a post on Facebook, and the first guys to respond was Mike and then Brad, our other guitar player, man. And I was like, yeah, fucking A, dude. I mean, let's try it out, you know. Because I just, like I said, I just needed something different, man. I mean, aside from Baker's and, like, all the other projects I've been in, it's like, I want to do this, you know, and just try it out.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And who wouldn't want to be in a band with heavy metal Jesus?
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, dude. Your sins are not forgiven. Hail Satan.
Oops. Oh, shit.
Dude, I'm going to get so much hate. No, okay. I'm good.
Done made a whoopsies.
Yeah. Whoop. That's 2021.
That's, man, the kind of hate we'd want, you know.
Expose the fucking truth, man.
You get that notoriety that like a ghost has. Just the Satanism. Oh,
oh yeah.
We must make it a very conscious. They go against my good Christian values.
Yeah. Good moral.
That's a band I just, you know, dude, I could never get into.
No.
I mean, I get like the live concept, like their live concerts.
Yeah, they got like the whole Kiss thing, you know. Like,
yeah, going.
Yeah, they put on a show. I went to their concert in 2019. It was about 3 hours. They had to have an intermission in the middle, no openers either.
See, wow. You know, I went and saw Tool and they did that shit and they just played music basically in the dark the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
Smoked weed and had a hell of a time, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the shit that I'm about, you know? Like, I don't need all the stage props and all that fucking shit, man. Just play some badass music for 3 hours. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw them. Luckily, my wife bought floor seats to go see Tool, man. I never seen Tool. She saw them like 6-7 times. And that was like one of the best shows I've ever been to, man.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
I saw them for the first time as well on this last tour. And we bought last minute tickets. So we were in the fucking nosebleed Bob Uecker seats at the top of Staples Center out here in LA. And it's just a very steep ramp up from going like this to going like this. And my seat was right here. And it was just like a little bar. And I could just look down. And I was like, took me out of it for a little bit. But then I just got a secondhand high from the people sitting up next to me. And I was just like, oh, and then just jammed.
Dude, it kind of, I felt bad though, because like towards the end of their set, like, because you weren't allowed to film like any of their like songs or whatever. And it was like the very last song. Security caught this couple, this chick's on her phone, just checking the time. And they thought that she was texting or trying to record like any of the songs, dude. So security escorted them out. As soon as they leave, dude, this Maynard made the announcement. He's like, "All right, take out your cell phones and record this song. You're not gonna want to miss this." It was Stink Fist, their last song.
Oh,
bro! And they're from fucking Arizona. They drove out to see the show in Vegas, and they got escorted out, dude, towards the very last song.
That's rough,
dude. Oh well. Yeah, it happens, man.
Yep. What would you say is, for you guys, like, the best concert experience you've had? Like, what band did you go see where you just sat there and went, this is just fucking amazing?
Mm. Dude. Oh, man. You got me thinking here, dude. My gears are spinning. I, honestly, dude, probably Tool or, seeing AC/DC was fucking rad too, man. The Back in Black lineup, dude. That was during their Black Ice tour. That show was fucking phenomenal, dude. That was back in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Fuck yeah.
Either those two, man. One of those two was like, holy shit. Tool visually was just fucking mind-blowing, dude. It was cool.
I saw Toxic Holocaust open up for Nails above a bowling alley in Detroit one time. And that was a pretty damn good show.
What?
Fuck
it. Yeah, there was like a bar music venue above this place. You had to go up you walk in, you go up a flight of stairs, and there's a bar up there. And just below it, there's a fucking bowling alley. It's just, they had a badass heavy metal show up there, man. It was
fucking awesome.
You know, good fucking time.
That's sick.
That is fucking sick, man. Jesus. what out of the bands in Vegas right now, what would you say is the one that you would very much enjoy taking out on tour with you guys when touring started back up?
In Vegas, I'm trying to think who would be, I don't know, dude, who do you think out of the bands?
I don't know, man.
Maybe Dirt Halo, Justin Calloway's band, bassist. They're cool dudes, man. I could see them maybe tagging along with us. There used to be this band. God damn, I'm drawing a blank, dude.
There's some cats, the Three-Legged Dukes, man.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool, man. I dig their music. Burden to Society. There's some younger cats, but they used to play at a venue that I was bartending at for a little while. You know, I've seen a couple good bands out here. You know, those kids were pretty cool.
Nice, cool.
Yeah, whoever gets a hold of us and wants to go.
That's the thing, man. It's like, cause it's different with like everyone, man. Cause like, bands, they're going to be like, okay, look, how much is it going to cost? Like, are we going to be able to, like, afford to stay in a hotel? You know, everyone's just different about it, man. Yeah. You know, for us, man, we just want to go out and just play music. And
I want to tour with the Black Order from Ohio.
Yeah.
That's who I want to tour with.
Yeah. That's your buddy's band.
Yeah, it's my buddy's band.
Yeah.
Plug in my friend's band.
Coal Miner. Yeah, shout out to you, Miner, dog.
Black Order. Straight out of Spanky's in Defiance, Ohio. Fuck it. The Black Order, dude. That's who I want to tour with.
Fuck yeah. I'm going to have to check those guys out.
Dude, fuck yeah, dude. Check them out. Everybody should go check them out. Everybody listening to this shit, go check them out.
Hell yeah. Black Order. You heard the man.
I don't know why that sounds like a pirate band, dude.
No, they're just a badass fucking heavy metal band, man. Their guitar player is the biggest motherfucker you know.
Yeah.
Bigger than Mick Thompson? Bigger than Mick Thompson?
Oh, shit, dude.
Bigger than Jason Momoa. It makes Jason Momoa look like a little pussy.
Shit, shot fired.
Get out of here, Moana, you fucking fuck.
Oh, man.
Nah, dude. And I will say, like, if we had a tour with, like, because it's so funny, we were talking about this last night. I was like, dude, how fun would it be if we toured with this band? You've heard of Max Sabbath?
Oh, yes. Yeah, dude.
Max Sabbath. Saw them out here at the observatory. Yeah. Fucking Max
Sabbath. Oh, no shit.
Dude,
we watched their Power of Guns music video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude.
Dude, that would be hilarious tour, man. I don't know, man. We're just, yeah, I mean, it just depends on who hits us up, man, as far as bands, you know.
But yeah. It's definitely the big thing that always ends up happening. It's just like, you could wish all you want, but it's all it ends up being on just like, what's going on with the other people.
Well, it depends on how much work you're going to put into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
yeah. That's
oh, yes. In the Vegas venues that you guys have been to, what would you say is your favorite one to play at?
I haven't played at that many venues out here. I played at a handful, but you know, I've seen a bunch of them. Like, I think it'd be fun to play at the Brooklyn Bowl because there's literally a bowling alley you can watch from the stage. You know, they're playing the videos of from the stage behind the bowling alley and shit. Like, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, dude. Honestly, I've had the honor of playing there, and that's probably the best venue I've ever played at ever in my life, dude. Because they treat you well. I mean, they feed you and they take care of you, dude. You know, it's definitely one of the best venues. I'll say that. And then I don't know what else, dude. As far as
the House of Blues is sweet.
Yeah,
Vamped always treats everybody who plays there really well. Like, I can't say a bad thing about the staff there at Vamp. They've always treated us well.
That's what I've always heard. I've always heard of Vamp is the place to get treated just like you're actually banned. You're not.
They got a bunch of waters back there. They got towels for you. You know what I mean? Like, that's sick, dude. Like, that's all you really need.
They got a butler that has the fucking towels on the fucking tray.
No,
they got an Alfred.
It's hot up there, dude. You might need a towel every once in a while. You spill a drink or something up on stage, things get rowdy, man.
Yeah.
See, you know, it's nice to have those towels there. As soon as you get done playing, you can wipe your guitar off because there's fucking sweat and spit on it and shit. You know what I mean? Shit gets dirty.
Shit on it.
Shit's just gross.
Yeah.
Just random body fluids.
Yeah.
You don't even want to have a black light on stage at that point.
Yeah.
We used to say, man, whenever you get out of pit, there's always this unique smell that you get after you leave every show. And the only way to describe it is you smell like other people.
That's so gross, dude.
That is too fucking accurate, though.
That's fucking hilarious, man. Yeah, dude. That's the worst, man. Especially when you play like an hour set and you just smell like everyone and everything around the room, dude. There's nothing. It's like a fucking,
or you're sweating your fucking ass off, and then you get up, you walk out, and some dude's there ready to be like, "Oh, dude, you did such a good job." Try to give you a hug, and you're like,
"Yeah,
oh, like, dude, I smell like shit, dude. I'm sorry."
You might want to rethink your decision on that hug there. Oh fuck!
I wanted to say too, man, like second venue, because like Brooklyn Bowl and House of Blues, those are like the bigger type venues. But as far as like the smaller ones, I like Bunkhouse Saloon too, man.
Yeah. Man, I hope they make it through this shit.
Yeah, dude. I hope so too, man. Because there's this one show, and I kicked myself in the ass for not going to with my wife. It was Red Fang.
Oh, yeah.
You've ever heard of Red Fang, dude?
I know. I've heard the name, but I don't know for sure.
They're groovy, dude.
Yeah, you should check them out, man.
It's a problem I always end up having. It's like I hear these bands and I go, oh, I need to listen to them, and I catalog them, and I completely forget, and someone brings it up again. I'm just like,
go watch the music. Go watch the music video for Wires.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Wires are a prehistoric dog.
Yeah.
Shout out to Red Fang, dude.
Yeah, Red Fang. Listen to our music, please.
Yeah, please. Please, we're not that bad.
Help!
SOS.
Yeah.
Does anyone know Morse code?
Yeah. Oh, watch my blinks.
Oh man.
Traffic things. Airplanes, yeah, and shit. Help!
Fuck yeah, man. Dude.
Well, I'm going to be starting this last question early because there's two of you now, and I've only done this when it's one person, so I don't know how long it might take to get through this question, but for each of you, the top five most influential albums for you, all time, it doesn't matter if it was from the 60s or if it was just last week, just the top five most influential for you.
Ooh. You want to go first, dude?
No, you go.
Oh, shit. We almost had to do two, man.
Five both albums. You're throwing each other under the bus.
Yeah. It's just like...
I don't know if I can get five off the top of my head. I'll give it a shot.
Go for it.
They're not really all heavy metal albums either. That's the best part. Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. I loved that before it was like a TikTok thing, dude. Fucking yeah. But Nails, You Will Never Be One of Us. That album was amazing. There's two. Fuck. Chinatown, Thin Lizzy. Lamb of Gods. What the fuck is that album? Palaces Burn. Lamb of Gods, Palaces Burn.
Fuck yeah.
And fucking the first Motorhead record.
Hey, Ice Spades?
No, just Motorhead. Motorhead. Yeah, with like fucking White Line Fever on it. And,
you know, oh, shit.
All that shit, dude. Yeah.
Vibrator.
Yeah, dude. That's your five?
Yeah, that's my five.
I feel
right
like that
there.
Was six,
that
dude.
Was five.
He kept on going. You're like,
No, that was five. I only have five hands, dude. It's cool. Five fingers. Five hands. God damn it.
Seven. Nah, dude. All right. Five for me is AC/DC's Power Ridge.
The new?
No, that's the old
school. Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah,
with
yeah,
Bond.
Yeah, yeah.
That's with Kicked in the Teeth, Riff Raff. That one for sure. Black Sabbath's Masters of Reality. Number two, number three would be Thin Lizzy, Live and Dangerous.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Four would be Sleep's Holy Mountain. And
fucking kicker right there.
Yeah, dude. And then five is going to have to be probably Fu Manchu's Eatin' Dust EP. It's like an 8-track EP, man.
Dude, I could talk all day about the albums that influenced me. Take a top five. It's like,
yeah, man.
You know, what kind of socks are you wearing today, man? You know? Every day.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
Yeah.
And
yeah, those are probably my top five, man. I mean, those, like I said, like, I just always lean towards, like,
Blessed Black
Sabbath
Wings.
And oh yeah, Blessed Black
Wings. Blessed Black Wings by High on Fire, dude. Like that's like up there.
Yeah.
Top five, maybe.
Do you like Death is Communion too?
Death is Communion, like every High on Fire record.
Yeah. Matt Pike is the shit. Shout out to Matt Pike.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's my top five for sure, man. I've always loved live albums too, compared to like studio albums too, because I love that raw sounding. You know what I mean?
AC/DC live with the
Brian
Johnson. That's a fucking kick.
Fucking Zeppelin. They're live. This is fucking great.
And I think it's on Celebration Day.
I 100% will say that listening to Stairway to Heaven live is better than listening to Stairway to Heaven studio.
Oh, you for know? Sure. Yeah.
Because
everybody's
plant has his just like little like add-ins he puts in throughout the song. Yeah. And just nothing's better than when Jimmy Page just forgets that he has to wrap his solo up. And all of a sudden, the solo just goes on for 2 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's what happens when you're in the moment, man. You just fucking cruise control that shit. And they did a great job just, like, holding it down, man. You know? Yeah. It's bands like that I admire that just keep fucking going and shit. And they just, they know when to come back, dude. You know? Yeah. But, yeah, I forgot about Zeppelin, too, bro. Like, that's a tough one. Probably the first two, man. Yeah, was Zeppelin, dude. Two was great. The first one, yeah.
In Through the Out, though, I have to say it's just a special one, even though it's not one of their best. But it was definitely just, for being the last album they ever made before Bonham died, definitely was just a great album. Like, I fucking love the track Carousel Ombra.
Yeah, dude.
Nice, just 11 minutes, just all these change-ups, and just funking out. You're just going, hey.
Yeah.
Throughout They're the entire the song.
Too, like, this is a good one.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Let's Zeppelin deserves everything.
Oh, fucking Anthrax, dude. Yeah, I forgot
Anthrax.
About
Anthrax. Farewell to Kings is,
Or who is that?
That's Rush, dude.
Oh, that's Rush. I was thinking of
Return of the Kings, I think, or something like that. It's like the new Anthrax that came out a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Anthrax's worship music was a good one, too, that album. I saw them when they were touring with Death Angel and Testament, dude, back in Ohio. This is a funny story. So, Anthrax was on, Indians was being played, and you know the part War Dance when they scream in the song?
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that part. So, Scotty Ian makes the announcement, dude. There's this fucking whole fucking pit being formed, dude. Everyone's like, all right, we're getting ready to fuck shit up. Here we go. I was part of that pit, dude. And as soon as Scotty Ian said War Dance, I jumped into it. And I didn't even know what the fuck was happening, dude. You know, as you know, when you're in a mosh pit, bro. I'm throwing fists. I punched this fucking chick in the left tit, dude. Just straight up. Just, I feel like a lump. And I hear, ow, fuck! Like, she rolls on her back, dude. She looks like a fucking tortoise on her shell, dude. Just like, oh, Jesus Christ! Like, that fucking hurt. I helped her up. Like, she was a big woman, dude. I was like, you okay? And she was like, yeah, you punched me in the fucking boob, you ass. I'm like, oh, sorry. And then I just went about moshing. That's my mosh pit story. It's
fucking hilarious.
Dude, I felt bad because punching a chick in the boob, that's not cool, man. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't punch chicks in the boob, man.
Never do it, unless it's for self-defense reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, strictly self-defense.
And then you aim directly for the boob.
Oh my god, should we tell him the story what Brad told us last night, dude?
I don't remember it.
Oh, dude. So our guitar player, he's full of fucking stories, man. He told us a story last night because we were all out drinking and eating food. He was like, dude, I drank a rum and coke with one of the stripper's breast milks. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
He's a pretty big fan of... yeah. He thought it was cool because her name was Zelda.
Yeah.
And in the video game, you drink milk to gain power. He's like, dude, I'm getting power.
I had an extra life.
Dude, he's a fucking
what the
genius.
Fuck?
Dude, no, dude. Some of this shit, I wish he was here with us, man. He would tell you. But, yeah, dude, he's
if we could get him to talk, you know.
Oh, dude, he's, like, full of stories, man. Like, he hangs out with strippers and shit. And just,
dude,
like,
yeah, dude, he just lives the dream.
Yeah.
He lives the dream, man. I never thought my dream would be tit milk.
Tit milk and Jack and
Jack
Coke,
and Coke with a little size splash.
Mixed
of
in,
milk,
bro.
Mix it in there.
Is there a hair in there? Oh, that could be the stir.
Could be worse.
Is it that would be the thing that I would be so worried about. Is I take a sip and then it's like,
yeah.
Oh.
Oh, it's like that Family Guy episode, Stewie. He like takes out Peter's fucking nipple hair. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Gross, man. Nah, that's dude. It's Yeah, this new project's fun, man, because, like, it's cool. It's a breath of fresh air for all of us, for sure, man, because we've all been in different projects out here. But for this one, we can take our time with it and just do it step by step. You know, like, some bands, like, have deadlines and shit where it's like, oh, we got to get this done by March 30th or whatever, you know. Yeah. I mean, especially nowadays, man, since this shit's going down.
Well, there's nothing.
There's nothing going on.
Fucking nothing. So,
you gonna take the vaccination, bro?
Yeah.
No, we're turning into that kind of podcast.
Whenever I'm able to. I don't know when I'm ever gonna be able to. Probably not gonna be until like middle of the year.
Yeah.
That's not that far away. I mean, everybody's basically been sitting on their ass on hold for a fucking year now. It makes time seem a little different, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And it's also what's hilarious is finding out all these things where your jobs used to say, oh, you can't do any of this from home. You have to be in. And how hilariously everything managed to turn into being able to do it at home.
Yeah,
dude. It's crazy, man. I mean, I don't know. I just hope they bring back live shows, man. Because, I mean, there's nothing. It's not like I'm against the live streaming shows. I think they're great, but eventually you gotta
get removed out of the soul from it, man. There's nothing left to it.
Because being at an actual venue, like you said, man, the dangers of it. Like, you don't know what's gonna happen. Like, at an actual show, you're just kind of, I don't know, you're taking that away, man. I just hope it doesn't become a virtual thing. You know, I've heard like they're trying to do like drive-in concerts too, man. Which I'm like, what the fuck, man.
I've seen, you know, for comedy, like, they've been doing that a bunch, and the comedy looks cool, but you're not going to be able to get, like, when are Pitt's going to come back, you know? When are kids going to start smashing each other in the face again? Make America mosh again.
Right.
Fuck it. Ah! Fucking Australia, they're already back to moshing. Like, I saw, like, last month. A resident in Australia was sharing pictures of his concerts and festivals are back up and going, no problem, because they completely shut down everything when COVID came in, and they just all stayed away and was smart about it. And once it just completely disappeared from them, they're just like, okay, business as usual again.
It would be sweet to live on an island like that, you know, where they can just stop all commerce and shit, just keep everybody there.
Yeah.
You just sit there and go, no, don't come here. You can't come here.
Yeah. You are not welcomed here. Shoot. We got to figure out how to get there.
Yeah, dude. Australia would be awesome, man.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, if we had to, dude, Australia, Germany, because, dude, Germany loves metal.
Their borders are closed too, man.
Yeah, that sucks, man. Or England would be cool too, man.
Yeah, go to the birthplace.
Yeah.
Go to fucking Liverpool.
Hell yeah, dude.
Play those shitty clubs there.
This is where the Beatles
not shitty clubs, they're great clubs, dude.
Underground. You gotta do the woo!
Oh, yeah. Wear our leather jackets and play Love Me Do. Shit.
Love Me Do. You guys probably know this one, right? Love Me Do? Hey, fuck off, wanker.
Fuck up all the harmonies.
You guys ain't the Beatles.
Fuck up all the harmonies.
Oh my god, we would be the hated band of England. On Retro is a disgrace.
We'd be to England what NoFX is to the United States now.
Oh well, man, this is a great episode, and like you guys, you're fun. Everyone in the band seems to be friends. You guys get along very well. I can tell. And
yeah, man.
It's what makes a good band. It's just being able to
For sure, man.
Not want to kill each other when you're together. And I can't wait to see all the awesome things you guys do in the near future. And is there anything you guys want to promote?
Wizards and Dragons. We're going to be singing about Wizards and Dragons here in the next month or two. Look out for the EP that we're going to be recording here soon, man. We'll give you one, dude, for sure.
Do drugs at our shows.
Do drugs at our shows, yeah.
Just shit like that, you know.
Summon the spirits of wizards. The past dead wizards. Nah, dude, we're
Gandalf, just... I need you.
Sauron, where are you, pal? Oh, that's right, you're dead. The tree fucking squished you. I don't know. Man. Nah, dude.
You know, sweet riffs too. You know, that's the yeah. You know, it's magic and riffs. Check us out.
Yeah, man. So, but as far as all of this, I'm gonna say this, we're gonna get through this. It's gonna take maybe a little bit longer, but I think things will bounce back soon.
And hopefully we can be out on the road maybe by the end of the year.
Yeah. We're planning for that too, man.
Maybe this time next year you'll be interviewing us after a tour or some shit.
Yeah, man.
Fuck yeah. Well, it was great talking to you guys. I wish nothing but the best, and I'll see you tomorrow. That's it, everybody. This is Rock Talk Podcast. We did a good thing. Ooh. We got metal cheeses. We got weed. We got man jets.
Listening, guys.
Bye, guys. Oh.